Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight. It is the second game in a set with the Oakland Athletics, and we're looking for them to get back on their winning ways. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information that just enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings. Also gives you a visual component that we can't do on the radio. We try to present the best word picture we can, but images of a lot of the food and restaurants we talk about kind of seal the deal, as they say. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best and provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As regular listeners to the show might remember, a couple of months ago, I was up in the San Luis Obispo area, also in a suburb, which is its own city, called Arroyo Grande, just getting a feel for what was going on there in food, wine, and accommodations. There are a lot of really very important wineries there, but also some fun restaurants and some accommodations that, you know, are not chain and corporate in their field. The night that I stayed in Arroyo Grande, I was at a newer property called The Agrarian, and they do a full breakfast for their guests. Yes, but when I'm in a situation like that, I like to find the best breakfast place that the locals go to. And I definitely stay away from the large corporate-owned places. Nothing wrong with them, but boy, they certainly don't capture the local flavor. And capturing the local flavor of Arroyo Grande since 1996 is Cafe Andrini. It was highly recommended by some locals that I talked to. So we, with a group of four, went there that morning and partook of Cafe Andrini. Had a wonderful time, and I definitely wanted to talk to their proprietor, who actually is a native of the area. And it is a pleasure to welcome the founder of Cafe Andrini, Denise Andrini, to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Denise, good morning and welcome.
And good morning, Andy. Thank you for having me on your show. This is quite a privilege.
Well, Denise, it was fun dining with you for breakfast in the little village of Arroyo Grande and hearing a little bit of your story and then having a chance to talk to you in more detail and getting all of it. And definitely wanted to share that with our listeners, because when they're up in your area, this is definitely a good place for either breakfast or lunch. Denise, let's back up a little bit, because Arroyo Grande has its own unique character. You grew up there. You came back to found this business. You're a local product as far as college and university is concerned, because you went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, which is right in the area. For our listeners that are not familiar with Arroyo Grande, what are some of the unique charms of the area? Because it has a wonderful rural quality to it.
Yeah, I think that Arroyo Grande, once you get outside of San Luis Obispo area, Arroyo Grande is just unique in itself. We've got this great little village, but there's so much around us that I think is starting to become more aware, just in California in general. We've got amazing wineries right out here in Edna Valley, Santa Maria Valley, even Paso wineries. We've just got so much to offer as far as the wine industry. And then we also have this beautiful beach area. We've got Pismo Beach, Avila Beach, and it's just got its own charm there. And then San Luis, of course, is, you know, their downtown is fabulous. We've got the university. And then around us, all around us, is this ag community also. So we're just a real diverse group of people here. And it's really, it's very community oriented. Everybody really embraces all the different things and areas and people and lifestyles we have around here. Honestly, like a real small town, and that's why I love growing up here. I moved to the Bay Area and lived up there for several years and had my kids up there, and then we just decided to come back down here and live here, and I don't regret it one minute. I love it here.
Now, Denise, unusually, your cafe was the first coffee house back in 1996 in Arroyo Grande, which is, you know, unusual. What with, you know, not really having a background in the restaurant industry, what motivated you when you came back to town to decide, hey, the business I want to do is a little coffee house, which has grown over the years?
Yeah, it's evolved is actually the right word. But I had triplets up in the Bay Area, and I'd been in the fitness industry and ran fitness clubs, and I had a management experience, and I also was a buyer for all the apparel for all the clubs. And I had also helped with some of the design and concepts of designing the fitness center. So I had a little bit of background in everything. When I moved down here, when the triplets were 3 and a half, I thought, gosh, I really want to do something, but not anything too big. And when I was in Palo Alto, was one of my main clubs that I was at, we always went and had meetings at coffee houses. And when I came down here, I realized there's no coffee houses down here. And so I just kind of started thinking about it. My former husband and I are like, yeah, let's maybe do a little side business. And then we started researching it, and it just kind of fell into our laps. We interviewed a coffee house in San Luis, and we were trying to get a feel for it, and we thought, okay, we'll go with it. The building I have is actually a friend of the family's, like, connected to my grandfather. I have a beautiful historical building that he offered up to us. We were able to rip out the ceiling, and we found we had an authentic ceiling built in 1904, and things just happened kind of organically, I have to say. I was not really yet in because it was such a big space, but it ended up being financially something we're like, we got to just do this. So we jumped in, and it was just really well received by people, I think, because the village had kind of gotten dead a little bit, and this brought people together to sit and a place to go. And I kind of designed it around a little bit of the concept of moms could bring their kids in, because it's something I wanted to do just to get out of the house with three little ones.
Sure.
And so it just kind of evolved into, like, open the doors and you guys just come and have coffee feel. And I really did have the intention of really being and doing something for the community and a place to gather and reconnect, because I was trying to reconnect, you know, coming back here after being gone for 6 years.
Denise, you're selling the building a little bit short in terms of the exterior. You have a beautiful brick facade. Tell us a little bit more about that, because it's a very distinctive building on the block that you're on.
Yeah, so the building was built in 1906, and it was like a mercantile store. And above it, it's a two-story building, and above it, our rooms, it's completely empty now, but above it is like 12 rooms and then a common dining room and then a little kitchen. And so it's kind of like a, you know, people would come into town, they'd stay up there, and then the proprietor would be serving food and they would be eating there. So it was acted as a hotel in a way. And then over time, it was a dress store. When I was a little tiny girl, that's the only dress store in the village. And then it became a woman's wardrobe place. And it evolved over the years in to be a place for the community, because we didn't have a lot of shopping. So it was always one of those big spaces that accommodated our community. And it was closed and had been closed for about 6 months. We stumbled upon it. We talked to the owner, who we knew. And he's like, coffee house? I don't know if this will work. I think it will. And actually, like I said, the ceiling was dropped, and it was like an acoustical tile, and they were retrofitting it. I could see the tin ceiling, and I go, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's the original tin ceiling. We're ripping it out. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, we have half of it in the dumpster. And I go, could we take out the ceiling and put it back up? Because this is beautiful. And at first he said, no, let's just get you in. And then he thought about it, and he goes, yeah, let's do it. And it was the best thing that we could have ever decided, because the building is beautiful. It's all made from the original rock from a quarry down in Santa Maria. And you'll see some of that rock actually throughout the village. But it's just, it's a gorgeous building and just has a great, great, it's a great spot. I'm very, very blessed to have it.
Well, the advantage you have, Denise, is, you know, usually in coffee houses, you don't have the ability to have that high ceiling. And, of course, that acoustical tile, in terms of what you're doing, is really ugly. So, you know.
Right? I agree.
You know, you
it was really ugly.
you really went the right direction, because for our listeners that are trying to visualize what this all is, it's a very welcoming and comfortable interior. And again, I am so glad that the drop ceiling with the acoustical tile didn't happen back in 1996. Denise, we need to take a quick break to grab a cup of coffee. Hang right in there. Okay. We're going to come back and pick up the conversation, and we're going to talk about the menu. And also, a lot of restaurants talk about community involvement. You're really involved in your community, and we want to share that with our listeners also. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We are speaking with Denise Andrini, who is the proprietress of Cafe Andrini in the village in Arroyo Grande, the first coffee house in Arroyo Grande since 1996, and a local's favorite. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Heaven Tuesday.